This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was an interesting visual juxtaposition on morning television today. The big military parade in Beijing to mark 70 years since the founding of the People's Republic of China. And in Hong Kong, pro-democracy protests that turned into running street battles with riot police. Both those protests and the celebrations come as President Trump continues his trade war with China, the central theme of which has been, and I'm paraphrasing here but only slightly, that China has been beating America in global trade and that he is not going to let them rip us off anymore. So we sent Marketplace's Jennifer Pack to find some of the people benefiting from that big win. Her series this week is of one migrant worker and her family.
Take a look at your shoes. If they're made in China, and nearly 70% of shoes sold in America are, they probably came from factories in Dongguan City. And some may have passed through the hands of Tai Hongling. She left her village in central Henan province in 2003 and went some 900 miles away to work in shoe factories in Dongguan.
Farming doesn't bring in much income, and I had two small children to feed. So I asked my husband to look after the children while I went to find work in the city.
And it wasn't easy for her to leave. Her children were just 5 and 14.
My daughter cried, "Mommy, don't leave." So I lied and I told her, "Mommy is going to earn some money to buy a bike for you." That was the only way my husband could send me to the railway station. I cried the whole way back.
Eventually, she found her way to this factory called Changjian, which produces shoes mainly for U.S. brands. Kenneth Cole is its biggest client. The factory boss, Tony Tong, was initially manufacturing shoes in Taiwan. But then labor costs shot up, so he moved to mainland China, Dongguan City, in 1989.
All I said was I was about to build a factory. So many workers scrambled to get in that they nearly broke the door down.
At first, he says he paid above average wage, about $1.50 a day per worker. By the time Tai Hongling joined his staff in 2006, the salaries were around three times higher, at $140 a month. Almost as much as she could earn in a year planting cotton in her village. This is why for four decades, hundreds of millions of people left the countryside to make goods for the rest of the world.
That workforce was very cheap. It was very productive. And that's basically what drove China's economic miracle for many, many years.
Jeffrey Crothall works in Hong Kong with the advocacy group China Labor Bulletin. He says work conditions were tough.
You'd have to sleep in a dormitory with 8 or 10 other people.
And 12-hour days, 6 days a week, remain typical. China tightened its labor laws about a decade ago, but Crothall says enforcement is lax. His group has recorded hundreds of labor strikes and protests every month. Still, factory jobs remain one of the few ways people like Tai Hongling can earn a living. She only has a junior high education. Yet the money she's made over the years has helped put her children through school, paid for her son's wedding, as well as a two-story family home in her village.
I'm satisfied with this job. At least it's better than working in my village.
So does she see herself as a winner? Well, not quite. Her current salary, almost $600 a month, is seen as too high by many manufacturers.
This industry is now moving out from China. It's the same as what happened to the U.S. in the past. A lot of people have lost their jobs to cheaper places, like Vietnam and Cambodia.
Millions of Chinese have benefited economically from the Communist Party's reforms. To mark the anniversary, Tai Hongling's factory is closing for 6 days of holiday instead of the usual one. But she's not in a celebratory mood.
I'm not happy that I have more holidays because I usually work the holidays for extra pay. Now I'll earn less this month compared to last year.
And she wants to work every available hour, she says, to give her family a better life. In Dongguan City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.